Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, welcome, grace and peace. We're glad to have you here on the Deeper Daily Podcast. Let's continue our journey taking Peter out of the prison cell in Acts 12, verse 10. When they were past the first and the second guard posts, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. And when Peter had come to himself, he said, "Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people." Notice, one, that as soon as the angel leaves, Peter realizes it's not a vision because there's no angel any longer. The angel signified to most of the Jewish people that they were dealing with a vision of some sort. When there's no angel, there's no vision. He's literally standing in the street. He realizes he's been delivered from prison. But what he says to me is important in our understanding the context of what's going on. He's delivered me from the hand of Herod and from the expectation of the Jewish people. Well, first of all, Herod is obvious because Herod Agrippa is the one who put him in prison. But the expectation of the Jewish people, we could bend the language a little bit and say God wants to deliver you from people's expectations. And I think you could even spiritualize this passage a little bit if you'd like and minister from that point of view, that people's expectations imprison us and that we need delivered from those expectations. That could be stretching the hermeneutics a little bit in this passage, but I'm going to admit I like it. Whether it's stretching the hermeneutics or not, I think Peter was in a prison, and when he's delivered, he realized he's been delivered from the expectation of the Jewish people. But keeping it firmly rooted exegetically within its context, Peter realizes that the attack going on against him and these other Christians, remember they just were named Christians near the end of the 11th chapter, is really an attack by the Jewish people against these members of the way. The world has yet to really have a problem with Christianity. They will. By the time the book of Hebrews is penned, somewhere very close to the fall of Jerusalem, it will be illegal to be a Christian in Rome, in the Roman Empire. We're still 20 years from that at this point. Right now, it's a Jewish problem. The Jews are struggling against this thing called Christianity because Christianity is threatening the Mosaic economy. The covenant that Jews have with Moses is being threatened by this quote-unquote new covenant. And as of now, we haven't seen anyone really name it that, the new covenant. It will, as the New Testament unfurls. Well, Jesus has named it that at the Last Supper. Take the drink, this is the blood of my new covenant. Verse 12, so when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And remember, they're praying because in verse 5, they're praying for Peter. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a girl named Rhoda came to answer. When she recognized Peter's voice, because of her gladness, she did not open the gate, but ran in and announced that Peter stood before the gate. But they said to her, "You are beside yourself." Yet she kept insisting that it was so. So they said, it is his angel. Now Peter continued knocking. When they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But motioning to them with his hand to keep silent, he declared to them how the Lord had brought him out of prison. And he said, "Go tell these things to James and the brethren." And he departed and went to another place. Some mock the people in the building praying. Well, they're praying he's delivered, but they don't believe he's been delivered. It doesn't say they're praying he'll be delivered. They're not. I don't think it crossed their mind that God would show up and open the prison doors. And I don't think one of them prayed that. They were just praying that God's will be done in what was about to transpire with Peter. So before we jump them too bad, let's realize the magnitude of what's going on. We'll continue here and see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.